Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Your heart of mine, is it whiskey or wine?
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 Richland Center. It is 9 degrees below zero. Time now for a news update, which is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The inauguration of Donald Trump happening in a few hours on Capitol Hill. ABC Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang with more from Washington on the transfer of power.
The nation's capital on high alert with 25,000 security personnel and 30 miles of barricades. Nearly 8,000 National Guard troops from 40 states also supporting local police. The United States Secret Service saying that while the country remains in a heightened threat environment, there is no active direct threat to the inauguration.
Last night, there was a big MAGA rally at Capital One Arena.
I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country.
The price of Bitcoin surged to $109,000 overnight. President Trump has launched a new cryptocurrency venture and vowed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. This is ABC News. TikTok back again on the App Store and on your phones after President-elect Trump promised a 90-day pause on the federal ban.
A president cannot undo or change a law. He does have enforcement discretion, but Republican Senator Tom Cotton is warning that tech companies could still face billions of dollars in fines under this law in the future. Apple and Google are still not allowing new downloads or software updates of TikTok on their app stores.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Large parts of the country in a deep freeze today.
More than half the country is now under cold weather alerts. Wind chills could drop to 50 below zero in the upper Midwest, some of the coldest temperatures in 2 years. This as a rare winter storm takes aim at the south later today into tomorrow, some areas bracing for the most snow in decades.
ABC's Allison Kosick. We're not drinking as much wine as we were before. Sales down 6% last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good morning. 9 degrees on the minus side today. We'll check forecast details, and we do have a couple of school announcements to run by you. We'll do that next.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 1, partly cloudy and bitter cold conditions. West to northwest winds at 6 to 15. Tonight, a few clouds and dangerously cold, a low of 16 below zero. Tuesday, sunshine giving way to thicker clouds, still very cold, a high of 0. Tuesday night, cloudy, some flurries possible late, and a low of 7 below. And then warm temperatures, well, I guess, compared to it, a 21-degree high on Wednesday. Today, a cold weather advisory issued through late evening and then an extreme cold warning from midnight until 9 tomorrow. Wind chills tonight could be between that 20 and 35-degree reading below zero. This morning, due to the cold weather, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua has closed school for today, and Wazika Steuben schools will be closed, and there will be no after-school activities tonight. They will still have the school board meeting at Wazika Steuben schools this evening. That's what we have. Again, a few area districts do not have school today with semester break and the Martin Luther King holiday as well. 7:09 right now. I think Hank's here. We'll check him in a little bit. Right now, we go back then, right now, with Tyler Hubbard.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy.
7:12. Today is Inauguration Day. It's Elementary School Teacher Day, Camcorder Day. Remember the old camcorders? People would carry them around on their shoulders and whatnot. Yeah, they were a little bulky. Blue Monday Day today. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That is a holiday, a national holiday. Today is National Coffee Break Day. It's a busy day. National Day of Service. Here you go, National Disc Jockey Day. We finally got our day, yes. It's National Butter Crunch Day and Cheese Lovers Day today. That sounds like a good thing, a comfort food, maybe a little mac and cheese today.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Shop and let the tailgate drop. Have our own little flatbed bar, baby.
I got the keys
I got the keys to the country. Well, back in the day, I'm guessing I would have had a little hard time starting the old Farmall Super C this morning with its 6-volt battery, but we always had the trusty crank. And so, probably would have went. I still have a Super C, but I probably don't. I don't plan on starting it today. It has a belly mower on it, but I don't think I'm going to go out and mow today either. Here's a reminder just in today. Fenimore Schools will open 2 hours late today because of the extreme cold. That's Fenimore Schools. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf is closed, and Wazika Steuben Schools are closed today, and there are no after-school activities for the Hornets.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Did you know that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women? The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, young man.
There he is.
How are you doing?
Not bad. You made it through the cold weather today.
Yes, it's brr outside.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's so cold that it makes your face go numb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Your face is going to stick that way.
It's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be even colder.
Really?
Lovely.
Do we get the day off tomorrow?
Probably not.
Huh.
No.
Are there any way I can put like a vacation day in or anything?
Probably not.
No. Huh? You're just not willing to help me at all, are you?
Toughen up a little bit, Buttercup.
Yeah, yeah,
it's Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't like the weather, wait a couple minutes. It'll change.
It'll change.
It will.
And it will change later this week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, above almost 30, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good football games yesterday.
Yep, yep. Better one than Saturday night.
Saturday night. Oh, the Lions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a Lions fan.
No, you know, I was kind of rooting for them.
But nope, not at all.
I predicted it a long time ago, though. You know, you can't herald the teams in October and November.
No, you can't.
Who's playing the best right now? And, boy, the Commanders.
Boy, they're on a roll.
They're on a roll. So
they'll have to play well on Sunday to beat the Eagles. So
They will.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of those, all the NFC teams that they've bragged about all year, sitting right there with the Bears. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to play. And, you know, they didn't play well.
Survival of the fittest, too.
It is.
Injuries and everything crop up.
Without question.
Yeah.
So, and that we're still here, Phil.
And we're still here. They haven't called us
yet. We've survived this football season. I'm sure the WRCO professional football team is already out of it, isn't it?
I think so. Our fantasy team, I think Chris Simonson came back and won
crazy?
In the tournament.
Yeah, just like the league leader, Joanne, she was ousted in the first round.
Yeah, she was like the Lions.
Yeah,
and
done.
And he was like the Commanders.
Yes. And, yeah, he come from out of nowhere
and
won that.
Boy, impressive.
Yeah, I think he had an inside thing or something going on.
He might have.
So I think he switched the rules to fit him.
Oh, he might.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You never know with him.
Yeah, but good stuff. Came right down. Unfortunately, the fellow dropped the 2-point conversion yesterday that would have tied the game late, and that was.
I didn't watch any football yesterday.
You didn't?
No,
well, that's pretty much all I did.
No, I didn't watch any football.
Normally I don't, but yesterday is kind of cold weather, and
I just wanted to go inside and out and just complain to myself. You know what? It's really cold. I'm not going to do anything. So I'll go back out and do it again.
Sure.
Know? Dogs looked at me like I ain't going out there.
Right? Did you? Did you take him out then? Or did Okay.
Clemmy this morning goes, I ain't going out there. Yes, you are.
Oh, boy.
So you have to walk them or they won't go down the steps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very good animals for, I ain't going out there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Poor old Squirt, he'd get like one step out the door. Like, Squirt, can you take two steps out the door anyway? But
nope.
Yep, right there, baby.
Nope, right there. Clean it up, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean it up.
All right.
You know, at our age, Phil, good multitasking. I can listen, ignore, and forget all at one time.
Can you?
Yeah.
That is multitasking.
That is multitasking.
I never thought about that.
Excuse me.
What else do you know today?
Well, remember the commercial that says, I've fallen and I can't get up?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's not so funny anymore, is it?
No, it's not. That's very true.
It is very true.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that the other day when I was doing something. You know, I'm thinking, I don't have my phone with me. What did we do before phones? But, you know.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah. If something happened, I couldn't call
June. I would call my father and say, Dad, please pick me up, or Dad, I'm on my way home. Dad, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah. Trouble is, he's in Arkansas, so he couldn't pick you up right now. It'd take a while.
Oh, but he would still want to know.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But I mean,
he'd have to drive 12 hours to come pick you up.
Right. He would. Mm-hmm. My father would, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Did you ever call on the payphone when you didn't have money?
Yep.
You could get just enough in there to let him know.
Ozark.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we used to have a place called Ozark Mart. Ozark.
No, we dial my mom from the payphone at the school, you know.
We'd always call Clay.
She'd be like, hello, and be like, pick me up, before it got cut off.
Right.
Yep.
So,
I didn't waste 10 cents.
We always called collect.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Called collect. Yeah. It's a boy. You know, remember that one?
Oh, that famous commercial. Yeah. Had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah, had a baby, it's a boy.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Practice done, please.
Yeah.
That's it.
Practice done, please.
Yeah.
You could get that much out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, practice done, please. Mom would be there in about 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
You know, when you buy a bag of salad, it starts getting brown and has that gross water on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Donuts don't do that, Phil.
No, they don't.
I'm just letting you know.
You can microwave them,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can. We do that quite often.
Improving here.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Hank, to err is human. To blame other people is management.
Yes.
There you go. Put that on your...
That's why we call you Mr. 12.
Well, I'm all about delegating. Delegating the blame.
Doesn't do it. Mr. 12.
Yeah, Mr. 12.
You know, my dad... Dad, what's your favorite word? Drool, it rose right off the tongue. So.
Oh,
yep.
That's kind of sick.
It is, but it's true.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Son sponsoring the attempts at jokes today.
I wonder if Jeff and Angie are so proud of the jokes that we got.
I bet they're just really proud.
Yeah, just proud.
We'll have more in a moment.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Here's an oldie but a goodie there, Hank. A grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." And the grasshopper says, "Really? You have a drink named Steve?" Oh, yes.
That's pretty good.
That's a favorite. Yeah, that's
pretty good. Anyway, let's see here. Most puns make me feel numb, Phil, but math puns make me feel number.
Number. Oh, boy.
Yeah, not getting any better, are they?
No, they're not. That's why the math book looks sad. It had so many problems, right?
Yeah. And it started with us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you know anything else?
Not really. Do you?
No, I'm preparing for the kicker, though.
Hold on here.
I'm looking out.
Let's see here. Here we go. My life in a nutshell, Phil.
Oh, okay. Now,
I think I'm 29, tough like I'm 10, and I move like I've signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. I highly resemble that statement.
Yes. Yes. How do you know how long cows should be milked? How do you know how long cows should be milked?
Well, I used to, when I was talking on the phone to, you know, my prospective ladies, I would be, like when I would hear the milker going, I knew that was
the same as short cows, Phil.
The same as short cows. How long cows should be milked?
Yes,
the same as short cows. Yeah, I never thought about that. Need a smaller milk machine, though.
You know.
Closer to the ground.
Yes. Dogs are not the only animal you can train, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I had a goldfish that used to break dance on the carpet for about 10, 15 seconds.
Did he really?
Yes.
Never thought about that. Yeah right.
So,
oh, well. Yesterday I couldn't figure out whether someone was waving at me or the person behind me. You ever had that happen?
Mm-hmm.
In other news, though, I lost my job as a lifeguard.
No. So.
Hey,
how you doing?
Are you waving at me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
Wife texts husband on a cold winter morning.
Oh.
Windows frozen, won't open.
Ah.
Husband texts back, gently pour some lukewarm water over it and gently tap the edges with the hammer. Wife texts back 10 minutes later, computer really messed up now.
Windows frozen.
Yes,
that's a common occurrence.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And why would you pour water on a window?
Well, I don't know. I've done that on car windows, I guess.
Yes. All right. Well, here's your kicker, young man.
All right. I'm getting out of the way.
A Packer fan was enjoying himself at the game at Lambeau, in a packed Lambeau Field, until he noticed the empty seat down in front. He went down and asked the guy next if he knew whose seat it was. The guy said, "Yes, it's my wife's seat. We have missed her. We have never missed a game since the Lambeau days, but my wife is now dead." The fan offered his sympathy and said it was really too bad he couldn't find some relative to give the ticket to and enjoy the game together. Oh, no, the guy that said, "They're all at the funeral."
Oh, yes. That's about right.
That is a Packer fan.
That could happen.
Yes, it could.
Yes.
Yes, it probably has happened.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. No one available. They're all at my wife's.
Don't miss that game for anything.
Don't. Well, I hope people haven't learned a thing. I'm sure they have.
Yeah, that's about all you know, I suppose.
That's about all I know. I have a used tissue, if you're interested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. For you, if you need it?
No, I'm good, I think.
Just trying to help you, buddy.
I still have my sleeve.
So. Yeah, well, close. Well, young man.
Oh, yes.
I hope everybody out there, be very safe today. That cold will get you today.
Yeah.
So
tonight's not going to be real
nice. Yeah, it's
nice
not going to be pretty tonight
around
either. So anyway, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Sime Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/tryus.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
This day in history, January 20th, American astronaut Buzz Aldrin was born in New Jersey. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated for an unprecedented fourth term in office. And in 1976, generating a sonic boom as it traveled through the atmosphere at supersonic speed, the Concorde, a commercial aircraft built with funding from the British and French governments, began regular service. 1976. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, Hi-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Brenda Wallace from Cousin Charlene, Aaron Jones from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, David Cooperider from Willow Valley United Methodist, and to Jenny Olson from Lori and the Guys, Sherry Derrickson from the Richland Center Senior Citizens. Other VIPs today, Declan Jelenic from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Robin Severson and Remington Stevens. Richland Center United Methodist Church saluting Mary Otto as Mary has a birthday today, and Russ Shannon, great birthday wishes today from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Have a great day, Robin Severson and Remington Stevens. Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff with wishes for Mark Wilson. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions to Rachel Hunt, Boyd Clarkson, Declan Jelenic, Mark Wilson, Monica Fry, also Stacy Thompson, and B. Russell Shannon. Happy anniversary to Ed and Kathy Ehorn. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Claire Bartles, also Julia Centeno, and Cassandra Harris. Happy anniversary, Dan and Kathy Pulvermacher. Happy anniversary wishes today to these fine folks, Janie and Eric Vesbach from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Tyler from Casey. Happy birthday today and anniversary greetings. Happy birthday to Tyra from Uncle A and Aunt Carney. And happy anniversary to Eric and Janie Vesbach from Uncle A and Aunt Carney.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Fenimore School starting 2 hours late today. That's the latest that we have. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf is closed, and also due to the extreme cold weather, Wazika Steuben Schools will be closed, and there will be no after-school activities. Those reminders today from WRCO Radio, and there are several schools and districts that do not have school today. That was a planned thing. We're headed toward a high of 1 later. We have a ways to go. It's 9 below.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
7:41. Time to shut the door and let the heat stay in, maybe. Charlie Rich.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. People like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her thank you.
baby makes me smile. Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind closed doors.
A stone cold classic from Charlie Rich. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 9 degrees below zero at 7:45 in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. A cold weather advisory is in effect through late this evening, then an extreme cold warning from midnight through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Wind chills between 20 and 35 degrees below zero. Today, partly cloudy and bitter cold, a high of 1, with west to northwest winds 6 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and dangerously cold with a low of 16 below and west-northwest winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we currently have east-northeast winds at 4 miles per hour. It's 9 degrees below zero, but feels like 17 below.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Due to the cold temperatures, we have some weather-related announcements. Fenimore Schools will open 2 hours late. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf is closed due to the extreme cold weather. And Wazika Steuben Schools will be closed. There will be no after-school activities. However, the school board meeting will still be held. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is experiencing the most bitterly cold temperatures of the season. Dr. Cheryl Bednow with the State Department of Health Services. Dr. Cheryl says you'll need to watch out for frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite is for the freezing of the skin and deeper tissue. Hypothermia is where our bodies aren't able to keep as warm as we can in colder temperatures. Bednow says people need to layer up, limit their time outdoors, and make sure they're staying hydrated. Following bitter cold and dangerous wind chills today and Tuesday, temperatures are expected to moderate starting Wednesday. With the dangerous cold spilling into the state this week, it's important to keep an eye on pipes to make sure they don't burst. One mistake people make is not having the heat on high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set to at least the mid-60s, even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking, so it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam, and let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce pressure and help prevent freezing pipes. If you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and make sure they are monitored and away from flammable materials. The Department of Health Services is launching a new digital campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. DHS says menthol remains widely in use, with sales increasing over the last decade. The agency says menthol advertisements have been disproportionately promoted to African American and other communities of color, leading to 9 in 10 black Wisconsinites using menthol products. Similar targeted advertising is now targeting populations like youth, young adults, and the LGBTQ plus community. In Wisconsin, 9,300 young people under age 18 will try cigarettes for the first time every year and half start with menthol. A new year means new budgets, and it's also a time to see what subscriptions you're being charged for. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says a look through your credit card and checking records might turn up some surprises. That could range from online video services to magazines to cable contract or subscription boxes. Companies have to provide a way to cancel services, but some may make it difficult to do. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 13.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 22.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 6.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon today. The national average is up 4.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 8.1 cents in the last week and stands at $3.60 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said it was only a matter of time before the national average began to rise, with oil prices last week reaching their highest level since July. Diesel prices have also jumped, driven by cold weather that has boosted heating oil demand. He added that with President Trump's inauguration today, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he signs. DeHaan also said the current increase is not yet the traditional seasonal rise, which is also likely to push prices higher and could begin in a few weeks. The Los Angeles wildfires continue to burn, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson continues to reprimand Democratic politicians in California for their handling of the crisis. The Wisconsin Republican managed to work his criticisms into last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration. Johnson said the fires were predictable and preventable. He called the response to the L.A. fires grotesque mismanagement and also criticized federal disaster response, which he characterized as no questions asked, tell us how big a check you want. TikTok ban apparently motivated a Fox Valley arson fire over the weekend. The fire caused minor damage to a Fond du Lac strip mall, which houses Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office. Fond du Lac police and fire rescue crews were dispatched to the scene shortly after 1 Sunday morning. Police located a 19-year-old Menasha man near that strip mall who allegedly admitted to setting the fire because of the TikTok ban. He was arrested on a charge of arson and jailed. TikTok was back online Sunday after President-elect Trump issued a statement promising to pause the law and said he would extend a liability shield to tech companies that support the app. A domestic disturbance resulted in an arrest Saturday afternoon. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at 5th Street and East Wisconsin Street in the city of Avoca around 12:40. The Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and strangulation and suffocation. Connor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. Wisconsin's official Martin Luther King commemoration takes place at noon today at the Capitol in Madison. The annual tribute and ceremony is the oldest official MLK state celebration in the U.S. The theme of this year's tribute is Justice Lives Here. Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors Chair Marcellia Nicholson will give the keynote address. Music and dance will come from the Gospel Music According to Chicago Mass Choir. Violinist Dr. Brianna Ware Boggs and the MLK Multicultural Dance Collective. The event will also include presentations of MLK Heritage Awards.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Monday, January 20th. Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock, died last Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Wrestler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church today from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Wrestler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the inauguration of Donald Trump just a few hours away, President Biden has issued a slew of preemptive pardons, including one for the man who led the nation through COVID and another who called Donald Trump a fascist. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
A final flex of presidential power as President Biden's pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th Committee. All of these people have been heavily criticized by President-elect Trump, who has hinted at revenge against them.
ABC's Karen Travers has a little more on what we know that Donald Trump will say during his second inaugural address.
Trump will say, according to excerpts provided by a senior advisor, quote, "I return to the presidency."